This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. You know, I always find it interesting. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio and Newsmax TV in the third hour. I always find it interesting. You know, Black Lives Matter. They march because black people are being shot in the streets by white policemen. Oh, my God, the inhumanity of it all. Except it's not happening. Study by liberals, I believe, from Harvard, if I'm not mistaken. But I know it's from an Ivy League school, but I think it's from Harvard. And the researchers even admitted they were trying their best to prove what they thought was true, that white cops do kill black people all the time. And they were shocked that the results came out that it was actually four times more likely that a white cop shoots a white person than a black person, because they're so scared that if they shoot a black person, their career is over, and their family's going to lose their house, and they're going to get death threats, and they're going to die in prison. So they never shoot black people who are unarmed. They only shoot white people who are unarmed. So the whole purpose of Black Lives Matter doesn't make sense. Doesn't matter. And so along with that same thing is this whole Me Too movement. Now, am I saying that there are terrible men in the world? Absolutely not. There are terrible men. I'm a guy. What do I know? You know, no guy's ever harassed me, right? So I have no idea. So I guess there are guys that harass women. Fine. I've never harassed anyone in my life. And so I know nothing about it. So I'm not going to even get involved in it. Are there men who harass women? Yes. Is there a reason for Me Too? Yes. But is it really an overriding thing, just like white cops killing black people? Really, no. Because a new study's out, boys are more likely to be victims of teen dating violence than girls. Who's more likely to be victimized by teen dating violence? If you're quick to think it's girls, new data proves you're wrong. In a surprising twist, recently published research indicates boys are more likely to report being victims of dating violence committed by partners who hit, slap, or push them. Research with the University of British Columbia and the Simon Fraser University, those are both Canadian universities, conducted a longitudinal study of dating violence. This troubling gender-related trend that they're going to report. 5% of teens reported physical abuse from their dating partners, down from 6% in 2003. But in the last year, 5.8% of boys reported dating violence compared to 4.2% of girls. It could be that it's still socially acceptable for girls to hit or slap boys in dating relationships. This has been found in studies of adolescents in other countries as well. So I just thought it was interesting to mention that. And by the way, I've never been hit by a woman in my life, so I don't understand either one. And of course, the reasoning is obvious. 5% report some sort of dating violence. That means 95% don't. So I've never in my life hit a woman. I've never in my life came close to hitting a woman. And I've never in my life been hit by a woman. So none of it makes any sense to me, but okay, that's fine. I guess I've dated violent women. But the point is, Black Lives Matter marches all day for something that isn't happening, and it looks like the Me Too movement is overblown as well. Not that it's not there. It's there, but it's overblown because men could complain Me Too just as much, clearly. I'm basing it on facts. There's a study. That's not Wayne Root pontificating. That's just based on a study, and it's only one study. I get it. But it is something to think about and think maybe, just maybe, there's a lot of exaggerating going on here. Maybe, just maybe, somewhere in the world, there's a woman being nominated to the Supreme Court in the future, and they're going to come out and say she sexually harassed men, and she hit men. Maybe. Maybe. Now that I've read that, liberals have got ideas. Who knows? Kavanaugh breaks the tears describing how his 10-year-old daughter is praying for Dr. Ford. Interesting. One of the more interesting parts of the testimony today. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh defiantly entered the Senate for his hearing, walking hand in hand with his wife, Ashley. I'm not questioning Dr. Ford may have been sexually assaulted by some person in some place at some time, but I've never done this to her or to anyone. That's not who I am. It's not who I was. I'm innocent of this charge. I intend no ill will to Dr. Ford and her family. One of the most shockingly emotional moments of the hearing is when a typically stoic Kavanaugh broke into tears describing how his young daughters are praying for his accuser. The other night, Ashley and my daughter, Liza, said their prayers. Little Liza Our 10-year-old said to Ashley, we should pray for the woman. A lot of wisdom from a 10-year-old. We mean no ill will. Kavanaugh emotionally called the confirmation process a national disgrace. This confirmation process has become a national disgrace. You've replaced advice and consent with search and destroy. My name has been totally and permanently destroyed, he said with his wife sitting behind him, holding back tears. You know what's funny about the whole thing? The wife was holding back tears the whole time, but never did cry. He cried, and I cried, and all my male friends cried. But she never cried. Amazing. She held it back. If I was her, I would have cried like a baby, and it would have looked great on national TV. I wish she had. A national disgrace. I'm with you, man. This is just the biggest joke I've ever seen. You know, when he pointed out, listen to the people who've known me my whole life. Listen to the people I've grown up with and worked with and played with and coached with and dated with and taught and gone to games with and had beers with. And that was the other thing that bothered me. So the guy admitted he's had beers in his life, and it became this giant issue. Like, if you drink beer, you're a criminal. And, you know, he did a couple times what I would have done much more. But again, based on what that Thomas Gipping said, our guest from the last segment, you know, maybe I would have screwed everything up. I don't know. I would have been so fiery, would have gone way beyond what he did. Every time a senator asked me, you know, have you ever gotten a date and touched a woman? Have you? Have you ever been drunk? Have you? You drink beers? Do you? Are you nice to women? Are you? And they would have said, oh, I'm not on trial. I would say, yes, you are. We're on national TV and you are on trial. Because everybody who knows me says I couldn't do this stuff. And you guys are the ones who leaked it. And you guys are the ones who had it for 3 months and never said a word, even though you were sitting in a room with me. Do you know what that tells me? You are inherently evil. You guys are evil. You guys are bad people. That's what I would have said. You guys should be on trial. So I think I'll turn this trial around. And then he would scream, order, order in the court. And I would have said, you can't take the truth. You're on trial now. I just reversed it, put you on trial. That's what I would have done. I would have turned it into a trial in the Democratic U.S. Senate. Okay, I want to know, who leaked it? Which one of you leaked it? Which one of you creeps leaked it to ruin my wife and my kids? Which one of you people is in on the lie? How many of you know this is a coordinated attack? Are you laughing in the back room? Oh, I would have turned this whole thing into a national show trial. But would I have gotten the Supreme Court? I don't know. Would have been okay. I'd walk out in a blaze of glory. Either way, he won today. Might not have been quite as fiery as me, but he was damn fiery. And the crying was just so emotional. I mean, first of all, you know, I'm a very good actor, so I could tell if someone's acting crying or real crying. He was real crying, man. That was an emotional moment. That was passion. That was real. And everybody could feel it. You know, my friends have never called me or texted me my whole life to say I'm crying over something on TV. And today, quite a few of them did. Quite a few of them did. So I know this guy touched deep in our souls so many people. He called it all a circus. Ford testified, he sexually assaulted me, I'm 100% certain. Who believes that after watching him, that he would ever do such a thing or be capable of doing such a thing? Biggest crock I've ever heard in my life, questioning guy about his high school yearbook. How many is that's another one I would have gone after. What's in your high school yearbook? Did you ever drink in high school? Did you ever have sex in high school? Any girl ever accuse you of anything in high school? Does it automatically mean you're guilty? Should you step down from the U.S. Senate? I would have turned it into one big trial the other way. I missed my calling in life. I should have been a prosecutor. And then Kavanaugh said something that was so cool. He said this whole two-week effort has been an orchestrated political hit, revenge on behalf of the Clintons. Ooh, I love that. Ooh, he stuck the knife right in. Kavanaugh delivered a bold, emotional testimony. He said the confirmation process has been a disgrace, became emotional, fought back tears, spoke about how, when he spoke about how destructive the smears have been to his family, a good name. And I was crying right along with him. I've never done that in my life at a hearing for anything in the U.S. Senate, ever. He said he remained steadfast and said with conviction, these disgusting smears were an orchestrated hit, revenge on behalf of the Clintons. This whole two-week effort has been a calculated, orchestrated political hit, fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump in the 2016 election. Fear that has been unfairly stoked about my judicial record, revenge on behalf of the Clintons. Woo! Strong, man, strong. And then Lindsey Graham came along, and he was great. He angrily pointed to Democrats and accused them of destroying Kavanaugh's life in order to hold the seat open in hopes they win in 2020. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics, he shouted, as he looked around the room and pointed fingers. Kavanaugh said he wanted the hearing right away, the next day, to defend himself and his honor. And instead, it was 10 days of drip, 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 ruining his name and ruining his family's name. Lindsey Graham put it best. He said, what you want to do is destroy this guy's life. Hold this seat open and hope you win in 2020. That's what he said to the Senate Judiciary Democrats. You've said that, not me. You said it. You've got nothing to apologize for, he said to Brett Kavanaugh. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell him Lindsey said hello, because I voted for him. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. Boy, you all want power, he said. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people could see through this sham, that you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. He concluded by trashing the idea that Kavanaugh was Bill Cosby in high school. He said, you can't be Bill Cosby in high school and rape women and attack women and then for the rest of your life have a perfect record. And then Sarah Huckabee tweeted out, the White House press secretary, Lindsey Graham has more decency and courage than every Democrat member of the committee combined. God bless him. I agree with her. And how about Kavanaugh when he pointed out that if he becomes a Supreme Court nominee and he expects to become one, he has to name four aides to go on and become the next aide to the Supreme Court nominee. He named four women. Four women. He said in the history of the United States of America, the history of the Supreme Court, no one has ever named four women, four for four. Oh, yeah, he's anti-woman. Yeah, he hates women. Just like all of us, you know? All of us white, Republican, straight men hate women, don't we? Except we're against abortion, so women babies are aborted, murdered. And we believe in law and order, so women are raped and killed. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, and those of you who watch my TV show on Newsmax TV will notice quite a difference. Matter of fact, you know, I've been saying this for the last 2 months, but I didn't necessarily notice that big a difference because you see yourself every day. But, man, I took photos last night with Donald Trump Jr. I was hanging out with Donald Trump Jr. and his beautiful, beautiful girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle. And when I looked at me in the pictures, I said, holy crap, I look 10 years younger than 10 years ago. I've reversed the aging process, and it's all because of Synergetics. I mean, I really legitimately, I swear to God, look at the pictures. Check them out on Twitter. Go look at my tweets. Go look at my Facebook posts, and you'll see the pictures of me with Donald Trump Jr. And I look so much younger and so much better. And I owe it completely to Synergetics. I work out 35 minutes a day. Now, that's the number I work out. Don't ask me why it's 35. I just, every day, like the last 5 days in a row, been, I go to 30, and I go, do 5 more minutes as hard as I can. So I do 35 every day. I used to do 2 hours. That means I have an extra hour and a half to do business. And all of a sudden, I'm making more money and closing a lot of deals. You think maybe there's a correlation? So actually, Synergetics is making me money. Forget about they've lost me pounds. They gained me muscles. They made me look good. They're making me money. They gave me back an hour and a half of my life. For your free, no-obligation consultation to learn how to lose weight and gain muscle and look great and feel great and be the healthiest of your life, call 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER or register at Synergetics.com. All right, so a Kavanaugh abandoned script to deliver blistering opening statement on assault accusations. And by the way, if you want to know my latest tweet, and again, it was inspired by a brilliant fan of this show. I get so many great ideas from the people who watch this show. I said, emergency job for the GOP. hire hundreds of staff immediately to review the high school yearbooks of every Democrat candidate in America, but especially the U.S. Senate, and especially all the ones on this committee, the Judiciary Committee. Oh, I want to know everything all of you did in high school. I want to know if you drank beer. I want to know how much beer. I want to interview every kid you ever went to high school with to find out all your problems. This will be fun. Can you imagine the freaks we're going to discover and the secrets we're going to discover? They're all alcoholics, drug addicts, sex addicts, felons, losers, and most importantly, they're a bunch of radical commies in high school. I guarantee you, probably 90% of them will be disqualified when you find out what they were like in high school and college. So it's time to go back to the high school and college yearbooks of every Democratic candidate and interview all the people who knew them. You think you're so great and holier than thou. You think that your you-know-what doesn't smell. Guess what, folks? Let's study your lives. I guarantee you that you're going to find all kinds of problems in the Democratic Party. All right, so Kavanaugh abandoned script to deliver a blistering opening statement. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh chokes back tears as he recounts his 10-year-old daughter's suggestion the family pray for Christine Blasey Ford. Visibly emotional Judge Brett Kavanaugh abandoned his prepared script and delivered a blistering opening statement. See, this news to me. I didn't know he abandoned his previous script, his prepared script. I didn't know he went off that. I thought this was the prepared script. In his sometimes tearful delivery, Kavanaugh and his wife, with his wife Ashley, family and friends behind him, immediately denied Ford's allegation that 36 years ago he pinned her down and attempted to remove her clothing. I will not be intimidated by withdrawing from this process. Your coordinated and well-funded effort to destroy my good name and destroy my family will not drive me out. You may defeat me in the final vote, but you'll never get me to quit, ever. He also detailed the 10 long days between when Ford first publicly made the accusation and Thursday's hearing. I also thought he was great when they asked him about the third one. That was Stormy Daniels' lawyer with the gang rape charge. And he didn't even dignify it with a response other than, it's ludicrous. I'm not even going to talk about it. It's so ridiculous. Thank God they didn't pin him down on that one. Can you imagine if they pulled back the Democrats from being that low class? You know, thank God they weren't that low class that they would actually say, did you gang rape girls? Did you go to gang rape parties? Were you part of a gang rape ring? Even they understood that one is so ludicrous that if they brought it up on national TV and really did any line of questioning, they'd look like complete idiots and they just sour everybody. But, you know, they look like idiots by bringing up his yearbook. God, what do you guys remember from your yearbook? I remember what my yearbook says. They could probably frame me based on what my yearbook says, man. My yearbook underneath it said, what was the exact quote? I think it was, if I remember correctly, it was girls, cars, disco, and United States Congressman. That was what I thought my future would be. I swear to God, on the waiter's picture of my yearbook, it says girls, cars, disco, and United States Congressman. That they asked you to predict what you wanted in your future, and that's what I put. So they would say, oh my God, he must have raped women. No, it means I liked pretty girls. It means I wanted to date beautiful models and actresses. And guess what I've done in my life? I have. What is the matter with you people? You don't like a straight male who likes women? You hate us? But it's okay to be gay? It's okay to be transsexual? It's okay to not know if you're a man or a woman? It's the strangest you-know-what I've ever heard of in my life, what Democrats believe in.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Today, Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh testified before a Senate Judiciary Committee. after a line of questioning from Senator Dick Durbin, Lindsey Graham asked to be recognized.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham, that you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. God, I hate to say it because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process. You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend.
The U.S. military announced that the United States used an F-35 fighter jet in combat for the first time, conducting an airstrike in Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
A hyperconverged infrastructure simplifies your data center, simplifies storage, and simplifies maintenance and scalability. However, implementing all that simplicity can get rather complicated. That's why CDW has solution architects to help you cut through the clutter and determine the right workloads to move to a hyperconverged infrastructure to maximize productivity, increase efficiency, and deliver simplicity. Visit cdw.com/datacenter to learn more about hyperconverged infrastructure solutions. CDW. People who get it.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
War Now, the
Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. And we've got the great Megan Barth with us. Her website's ReaganBabe.com and MediaEqualizer.com. She's here to give us a little summary of what she saw today in the Kavanaugh hearings. You know what I thought in the Kavanaugh hearings. Now we'll find out what she thinks. Hey, Megan, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. I'm still in Tahoe, but I'll be home next month. We'll have to in studio. I miss it.
All right. Why are you staying up there so long, by the way? What's so great about Tahoe? Just beautiful?
Well, you'll have to come here and find out.
All right, beautiful place. I mean, I've been here. I've been there before. I've been there. But Vegas this time of year is beautiful. I would just go there like June, July, and August. I would come back in late September, early October, because it actually gets beautiful here. But
yeah,
okay,
I'll be
cool.
Back mid-October. Yeah.
All right. All right. So you watched the whole thing today, the whole spectacle, I assume?
I did not move. It was pretty riveting. You know, it's interesting, Wayne, and I'm speaking obviously from a woman's perspective. I did not shed a tear. Much like Dr. Ford didn't either during her testimony. It seemed like she was close, didn't really see her shed any tears. She obviously was a bit nervous at first. But there were so many different holes in her testimony that, you know, I wanted to believe what she had said, and I honestly went into it with an open mind and to see if she could produce any credible evidence or statements to support her allegations. And she simply didn't. And I also watched body language. And, you know, in full disclosure, I, too, have been a subject of a sexual harassment, not assault. But the process that I had to go through was absolutely excruciating. The lawyers did not give me a pass because I was a woman. They didn't handle me with kid gloves because I was a woman. The questions that I was asked were very personal, very vulgar. And so I found that the lady who the GOP hired to ask her questions was quite hypocritical in the way that she treated both Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh. But with that said, when Judge Kavanaugh gave his opening statement, I was an absolute puddle. I was crying along with him. Because that is something I would expect to see from either somebody like Christine Ford, who literally said she feared for her life because she was nearly inadvertently, she believed she was going to be inadvertently murdered. She had suffered a variety of symptoms because of this assault, including anxiety, PTSD, and claustrophobia that had manifested itself so greatly that she had to put two front doors on her house. I expected to see a lot more emotion from her, not necessarily fear and nervousness or that she was terrified, especially after 36 years and obviously multiple therapy sessions. I expected to see her a little bit more emotional based on the fact that she nearly had lost her life at the hands of Brett Kavanaugh. Now, on the other side, you have Brett Kavanaugh, who came out swinging, but not only swinging in defense of himself, his family, but also just disgusted by the whole entire process. And every time he broke down, he was breaking down because of the personal relationships he had mentioned, whether it was his family or friends, that he has cultivated over his judicial career and personal life. His testimony was far much more believable because if you're wrongly accused or if your life is threatened, you would expect to have that much emotion and that much emotion displayed either through tears or anger or otherwise, and I simply did not see that in Dr. Carr.
And so you probably, being up in Tahoe, did not hear my my opening of this show, right?
No, I did not.
And what I said was that, you know, I've got a lot of macho friends on the East Coast, macho male friends, and all of us were texting each other saying we were crying. Every one of us was crying. I broke down. I mean, not like. I mean, guys don't do that. But a little tears came out of my mouth, my eyes, five separate times I counted while he was talking. When he was just so indignant about the way his wife and children had been treated, and how his daughter said a prayer, and how he had such great friends, and how the female friends were being dragged through the mud, and how he's never done anything like this. He's actually named four women to be, you know, to be. He's had more Supreme Court aides, I guess. What's the word? Interns? I'm not sure what the word they use, but
clerk.
Supreme Court. What was that?
Clerks?
Yeah, clerks. More clerks that were women than I guess anybody ever. And he just named four for four if he leaves for the Supreme Court. His new clerks will be all women. And nobody's ever done that in the history of the United States. So here's a guy that's just being so unjustly tarred and feathered. When you talk about Trump is in a witch hunt, this is a witch hunt worse than even Trump. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. And so five separate times I got teary-eyed, and my friends were emailing me or texting me going, Wayne, I'm crying. This guy's amazing. I'm crying. So, I mean, guys were crying, Megan. Amazing.
Well, right, and a lot of my male fans had written on my Facebook page, my Reagan Babe page, you know, one of them said, I was 6'5", you know, 265 pounds, and I was basically crying like a baby. I think it's because any man, as well as myself, if we were falsely accused and then having to go through the last 10 days, what his family was going through, you cannot help but feel for someone like that, specifically a man who has a family with two very young daughters. And what I was very happy to see from him was the fact that he pointed directly at the Democrats and blamed them for turning this into a circus. Because we have to remember, the Democrats are not about the poor. They're not about women. They're not about the protection of women. They're not about the empowerment of women. They are about the use and abuse of women because they continue to trot out women as political weapons. And when they use allegations of something so vile and serious as sexual assault as a political weapon in order to smear and destroy an innocent human being who supposedly presumed innocent before being found guilty, the Democrats are now weaponizing sexual allegations in order to ensure that all men that come before them are automatically guilty instead of presumed innocent. And that is not only dangerous, but it's an un-American action that I have not witnessed in my time. And I've been a political animal for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And so for Brett Kavanaugh to come out and say that you have turned this into a circus, I wanted to come out here immediately and defend my integrity and honor. And you guys basically held this up for 10 days. And during those 10 days, my life has been absolutely destroyed. And that's exactly what needed to be said.
All right, we're talking to Megan Barth. Her website's ReaganBabe.com and MediaEqualizer.com. Listen, I got fired up over this thing. I mean, I thought one thing you and I didn't discuss is how badly I thought we were beaten in the morning. I think the Republican Party so misplayed the interrogation, which was a non-interrogation of Christine Blasey
right.
Ford. I thought we got our asses kicked early and our heads handed to us. And if he didn't come out and give the all-time great performance, we were dead and his nomination was over. But he did come out and give an all-time great performance, and he showed the guts that I think showed America that he is worth fighting for and that we want him in the Supreme Court. But I thought we lost badly this morning. I wanted to get your take on the prosecutor Mitchell, who I think is the single worst prosecutor I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, thank you for bringing that up. And I had mentioned that just briefly, but I wanted to expound on that. When I had brought charges of sexual harassment against a person, I was put through the ringer by lawyers. Just because I was a woman, they didn't put on the kid gloves. They cross-examined me. They asked me questions that were wholly inappropriate and uncomfortable, and I was coached by my lawyer that that might happen. But that's what's supposed to happen. Just because you make an allegation doesn't mean you are going to be automatically believed, nor should you be believed. And so when I was witnessing the cross-examination, if you will, and that's, I say that loosely, by this prosecutor, I thought, geez, she's laughing along with her. She's like, oh, no, that's okay. No, that's really, yeah, I know. I go through that, too. I thought it was just so demeaning, not only to the process, but also as a woman, I kind of felt demeaned. Because I had gone through a similar process, even though my allegations fell short of assault. And then when you, I watched her, examine, if you will, Brett Kavanaugh, it was completely different. And see, if women want to be treated equally, then we're going to have to start being treated equally. And that means men aren't going to be asked, you know, hardball questions, and we shouldn't be thrown softball questions. Because the law isn't gender-specific. The process isn't gender-specific. The law is the law, and the gender does not play any role into how we should be treated in the house of law or under the rule of law. And so what I witnessed today, I thought was, oh, wow, what, we're going to treat this alleged victim like a victim already? And we're going to have to treat her with kid gloves because she's a woman? I didn't agree with the style of the examination of the questions, and I necessarily disagreed with the fact that the GOP went outside of their own purview to hire somebody.
Well, they must have fired her in the middle of the hearing because she came back and became the head questioner of Brett Kavanaugh, and she did it for 5 minutes, then she was gone forever, and then
thank
they
God.
All took over, right? She was
right,
terrible. I'm telling you, I think she was awful. I mean, but again, I had an expert on from the Heritage Foundation, Thomas Jipping, earlier, and he said she was perfect because that wasn't her job. Her job was basically just to bob and weave and keep the story going on the straight line and not get anybody too hysterical. And they did that, and they stalled until Kavanaugh came in and brought the fire. Maybe that's what their game plan was, but they definitely never questioned her story and never got her on the rocks or on the ropes.
No.
She was never on the ropes,
no.
But he said they
there
never had
so
to get her on the ropes.
All
right, hold on one sec, Meg. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root,
right
now. USA Radio Network. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
War now! This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is our newest sponsor, My Doctor Suggests. And it's funny, because usually you get a sponsor because they call you, but I call them. Because for the 2.5 years I've been on the radio, all of you can tell I have a very hoarse voice. Always have. And the more I talk, the more hoarse it gets. Now it's like permanently hoarse. It's just like this forever. This is my voice. Wainwright has a horsey voice. Well, now I've gone from horse to workhorse because of My Doctor Suggests. I started using the lozenges at the very beginning, and this is when I had just a local radio show in Las Vegas. And someone showed me these lozenges, and I started using them. And my throat felt so much better, and I started to pop them, you know, in between every ad break, and I've never missed a show. I've gotten hoarse like twice in 2.5 years for like a day or two, but I've never missed a show, and that's amazing. And I've only gotten hoarse like twice in 2.5 years with all the talking I do, you know, 60 hours a month, 720 hours a year on the air. And so My Doctor Suggests has colloidal silver lozenges. I pop them all day long and all show long, and this colloidal silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. It comes in a liquid gel or a lozenge, and when the silver comes in contact with germs for 2 minutes or more, it destroys it. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof it works. My Doctor Suggests is the name, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. Toll free. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to My Doctor Suggests. Yes.com. I like the cherry ones, by the way. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and get 10% off on your first order. MyDoctorSuggest.com or 866-660-9868. And guess who's a witness? Megan, have you not been coming to my, literally, to my studio since the very first day? And what have I got? Four jars in the background filled with orange, apple, honey, and cherry as my flavors. And they are My Doctor Suggest lozenges. Yes, you're there, right? Witness.
Oh, absolutely. And I always, like, you know, take as many as I can without you looking.
She steals them. She bums them off of me like people bum cigarettes.
I'm like a squirrel. I, like, hoard them in my purse.
Yeah, they're good, man. And there's no way with my hoarse voice I could make it through radio without them. So I called them and told them, you got to advertise on the show because I use your product all day long. And they loved it, and it became a thing. So really cool stuff.
Good. Yeah, you got every flavor known to mankind.
There we go. So cherry's the best. My favorite's cherry. My Doctor Suggests cherry colloidal silver lozenge is the one that I think is the cat's meow. Dianne Feinstein, did she not look like she's 180 years old?
color the fossil from the West. Yeah, and you know, this is the problem. Dianne Feinstein, I think she's, you know, somewhat of an octogenarian. I'm not sure what her age is, you know, 85. Patrick Leahy, another one who can hardly speak because he is, you know, approaching 90. And we have all of these senators who, and Dianne Feinstein, you know, she's really never fooled me. I think a lot of people have been fooled by her because she wasn't so radical as perhaps the younger Democrats are, whether that's Kamala Harris or Kirsten Gillibrand or Cory Booker, et cetera. However, the stunt that she pulled on Kavanaugh, not even the 11th hour, basically when the hearings were closed, and then literally sat on evidence that should have been presented to the committee to do an investigation. And this was the biggest farce of it all. You notice that the Democrats thought they were going to get Kavanaugh to ask for an FBI investigation. Well, what, did the Democrats have a plant in the FBI? Were they going to pick their agent, much like they picked their agents to investigate Hillary Clinton? That's what I found so odd. But Dianne Feinstein should be censured. There has to be some sort of rules that she broke or that she should have acknowledged or abided by. But to pull this stunt literally after the hearings were relatively closed, and furthermore to sit on evidence for close to 2 months and then have that evidence leaked, and for her to say, well, I never leaked it. Well, my staff never leaked it. Honey, you didn't even know that you had a Chinese spy working for you for 20 years that was driving your butt around Washington, D.C.
Maybe he's the one that leaked it.
Exactly.
Maybe the Chinese guy leaked it.
Yeah, who knows? Dianne certainly didn't know. Dianne doesn't know much, but Dianne certainly knows how to play real dirty politics. And when, after, in the halftime of this show, the circus, when you thought we were screwed, yeah, I did too, because Senator Graham actually had come out and said, I felt ambushed. And I'm like, and then he continued to say, by my friends. Okay, by the way, your friends don't ambush you. And also, by the way, politics is a blood sport. So if you aren't going to fight, get out of the way. And the Democrats know this. And I think now Lindsey Graham has finally realized that he doesn't have friends across the aisle like John McCain. They're vipers. And they will do anything in their power to destroy people's lives, innocent people's lives, in order to regain their power. And that includes Dr. Ford's life as well.
By the way, my high school yearbook I was mentioning before you came on has a picture of me looking like a disco boy. And underneath it, it says, what you want out of life. It says, girls, cars, disco, and United States congressman. So if they went back to my high school yearbook, they would have a field day, Megan. I just want you to know that.
With your Trans Am and gold chain?
I had like 5 gold chains around my neck, exactly. So, you know, it's just so funny. I mean, since when does your high school yearbook or what you did in high school have anything to do with becoming a United States senator, governor, president, or joining the Supreme Court? I don't understand how anyone could bring up your high school yearbook. It's beyond me. How many of them drank in high school? All of them. They still drink now. Dianne Feinstein looks like she's been pouring them, knocking them down last night. That woman is old. My God. Wayne Allyn, worn out. Megan Barth was with us. Her websites are ReaganBay.com and MediaEqualizer.com. We always enjoy having her on. Megan, thanks for coming on.
Anytime, Wayne.
Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. We're coming right back with Newsmax TV now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.